Good morning. It's 8:21 a.m. on Monday, April the 23rd, 2018. I'm out. I'm moving. I'm trying to get back before 8:45. At 9 o'clock, I have an appointment. So, yesterday's writing did not go. I had maybe 500 words. I think it was like 425 words on the day. It was not my best day. It was not my best day. It wasn't my worst day. Worst days are 0 days. I had a lot of those, but what I did was that I went through and straightened out the last 10 or so chapters and refreshed my mind on where things were and what we were doing. Because there's a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of pieces in play. And I remembered a couple of them the other morning, and I mentioned those. I won't get into them now, but that was an important, thing to look into. That was an important issue. I still haven't addressed both of them. I still got one that's sort of hanging open, but I have to go back to the beginning of the story. And I really want to use this week and next to finish this book so I can get it over to Karen. Well, get it over to Betas and then get it over to Karen. So, some business. Michael Wallace has a new series that's set in his Starship Blackbeard universe. And if you look on Amazon under Michael Wallace, you'll find the book. I have not yet read it myself, but it's in my TBR list. I just haven't had a lot of time TBRing. It's a lovely morning. It was a bit noisy out on the main road, but here in the neighborhood, it's pretty quiet. It's a lot of high thin clouds. It must be really cold air up there because there's contrails everywhere, and it's pretty calm because they're not really dissipating. They don't usually last very long. They either warm up or the wind blows them away or something. The little condensation module, the condensed molecules, there we go, spread out to the point where it's no longer visible. There's a couple really old ones up there that are spread out a long way. I mean, there's one off over the mountains that's really flattened out right where the updraft from the other side of the mountain hits it. They aren't going away. It looks like some kind of celestial tic-tac-toe up there. And yeah, I'm pushing, I'm breathing hard because I am pushing quite hard to get back before minute 40, which means I have to bring this in under 19 minutes. So tomorrow is a day of appointments, just to make things just that much more aggravating. I've got an eye doctor appointment at, I think it's 10:30. But my younger has a psychiatrist appointment at 11:30. I really need her to drive me to the appointment because they'll be dilating my eyelids or my irises, and I need to. I either need to walk over, and it's close enough, I can walk. In fact, I just walked past the doctor's office there. Maybe what I'll do tomorrow is hold off on the talk until I start walking back. Because it's right at the stop sign. It's right where I normally start recording. Maybe I'll do that. I'll take the extra. I still have the sunglasses that they gave me for my cataract surgery. And they're like goggles. They're almost like welder's goggles. They're really strong. And if I use my regular clip-ons underneath it, this should be enough protection. Hey, tomorrow's bike. Tomorrow's supposed to be rainy, so perhaps it'll be cloudy and rainy. That won't be that big a deal. We'll see. See tomorrow. What tomorrow brings. Tomorrow's another day, as I'm always fond of saying. Good morning. Yes, okay, fine. And of course the alarm went off, so I have to now. When I get back from my appointment, I will have to splice two files together in order to make this work. It was the alarm to remind me I have an appointment at 9. So I've got about... Well, I've got 15 minutes to make it back in time to leave for my appointment. I still have to leave enough time to make a potty break. Start these files uploading so that they'll be ready for me when I get back. Anyway, so the story is the story is the story is the story. It's coming along. I really, you know, for most of the day it was like 30 words every hour and a half or so. That's because I'm taking words out, adding words in. The net adds are like 30. Just before dinner, I managed to get quite a few in. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. So I'm pretty sure I ended the day with like 400, 425. So So I had a nice burst for about 15 minutes before all hell broke loose in the house, and we had to stop and deal with household matters. And then they had a couple of commitments in the evening that I had to deal with. By the time I got done with all that, I was ready for bed. I really was seriously ready for bed. I did my evening meditation. Practically fell asleep in the chair. Said, all right, that's enough. Of course, yesterday I didn't get a lot of sleep in the night before, so I was sitting there all day struggling to stay awake while I was struggling to find words. That never works out. I even took a little power nap, about 10 minutes snooze. For all the good it did. I think it helped a little bit. I felt a little bit more refreshed, but it didn't last very long, which didn't stay with me. I really need that 20-minute power nap. Guy's stepladder's still sitting here. I'm surprised. Surprised I didn't walk off of it yet. Listen to the birds. I don't know if they show up or not, but it's lots of chirpage. A few dogs. There's an airplane off in the distance. I don't see it. I think it's an airplane. Might be a lawnmower. Should be 101. Jet going by overhead. Lots of flowers around this morning, lots of flowers. Trees in bloom. I don't see many bulbs up yet, but in places there are. Morning. Art crew, I think. A couple guys in ball caps over 2 yards in, having a very loud conversation. Ah, yes. Truck with a shredder on the back. Of our tree service company. I'll probably start that up pretty soon. I will be out of the direct line of the loud noise, so that's not too bad. Working up a sweat here. I must be moving something. I like to move it, move it. Made the final turn, headed north. Flag is waving gently in the breeze. So there's a fair breeze up. Yeah, that's the one that has the light on the pole. Yeah, it's a Patriot. Turn the light on so the flag is always and the light, so you don't have to take it down every day. That's dedication. Here comes Katie on her scooter. She's gonna come by me or not? Looks like she's gonna run down the park. Fluorescent pink parka. One crab apple tree is just lagging behind the other two. These big ones here are all nice and flared up. Both sides of that one looks a little hard for wear. Worse for wear. My aspen trees aren't looking very good. They're going to probably have to come down soon. Yeah, well. To each its own season, I guess. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. And exactly 8:40. Outstanding. So tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.